What is up, you beautiful people? Welcome back to another episode of the Built on Bitcoin podcast. I'm calling in from my humble little Airbnb. Bitcoin Unleashed is now officially over. I don't know if you can tell my voice is a little coarse because I've been talking for the past day and a half straight just to everybody in the community. Met so many cool ass people. And so I'll cover some of that at the end of this, but we're just going to jump straight into This Week in Stacks episode. Everything that happened in the past week or so that at least I was able to catch on while being here in Miami. And first thing on the list today, Stacks NFT has had like a beta portal for a while for creators to easily launch NFT collections, how to get metadata, not have to worry about all the smart contract stuff, how to upload the IPFS, or how you even store your data. And so they give you this, they had this nice backend they've been building that allows you to spin up your own contract, and you own that contract, and it handles all the stuff, and you place in the data where you need it, drag and drop your files, boom, get a preview of what they look like, and ready to go. That's officially now on the front page. So if you go to stacksnft.com, I think the furthest right thing you can click next to connecting your wallet is the create button. And so if you're a creator of some sort, whether that's, you know, video NFTs, music, profile pictures, photography, any of the above, you can now super easily get your collections out into the world and start trying to connect with the community. So super cool. I'll be using that in the next probably 2-3 weeks. You'll be hearing a lot more from me on that shortly. But shout out to Stacks NFT team building that. And I did some test runs with my collection, and it's pretty damn good UI. So it's pretty simplistic in how it's laid out, but it just works phenomenally well. So props to them. Speaking of NFTs, you've probably seen these NFT collections called Saints popping around. It's like a dude in a black long sleeve, and he has all kinds of different designs. Maybe his head changes or he's blurry. The artist has a ton of different styles he uses, and he was at Bitcoin Unleashed. Dr. Sus is the artist I'm talking about. You've seen him on Twitter, and they've been building a bunch of stuff in the background, so it's kind of a two-person team behind this duo. Dr. Sus is the artist, and been doing some of the kind of like the tech stuff in the background, you know, getting the Discords and whatever working. And then Saint Geist is a hip-hop artist, and they're building a community around what they're calling GMRH, or Good Morning Regional Hospital, where they're trying to rid the world of susitis through cathartic music, in a sense. And so you can hop in the Discord. It's super fun. They're funny-ass dudes. And the art is dope, and they put out an intro video that's like 2.5-3 minutes long, and you get to hear some of the snippets of the music along with some of the art that has not been released yet, and it's fire, super fire. So recommend, follow Dr. Sus, follow Saint Geist, and get your ass to the hospital. All right, so next up, there's a couple things coming from Alex. They wrote... Chente wrote a one-year newsletter recap, kind of showing like how Alex started, and she has this cool story about how her co-founder Rachel, her baby boy's name is Alex, and they were kind of talking on the phone about what is finance going to look like when he's older, and all these primitives that are being built right now through DeFi they're still kind of risky and they're messy and clunky, and they just kind of had the epiphany that when he's older, DeFi is just going to look like what we have today. Like, it's going to be just regular finance. We're not going to call it DeFi, really. It's just going to be what we use. And they're like, instead of being passive buyers and just, like, passive actors, maybe we should get involved and build what that looks like in a way that we see fit. So props to them to have that epiphany and decide to build. I think we're all thankful for that. Thankful they're building on Stacks, because, I mean, I think about it a lot, like, even at the block size wars, like, it's not a given that the small blockers won. There's a world where big blockers could have won, and decentralization might be different, or we might just call it by a different name. But yeah, they could have gone to Solana, and for doing DeFi, like, that's a hotbed right now for a lot of reasons. But they thankfully talked to Muneeb and, you know, like the fundamentals of Bitcoin and Stacks, and they're building something amazing. So she wrote this 1 year recap, kind of covering, you know, why are they building Alex and some of the major milestones throughout that year. I'll drop the link in the descript, but highly recommend. And then on that same note from Alex, big news coming from Alex and some tokens they're releasing soon. So you might have seen they have this dual yield thing coming with Arcadico and them, where I believe you could stake, you can create a pair using USDA and Alex, and you'll yield more Alex and Deco token. So pretty cool use of, you know, two different platforms on Stacks being able to have some synergy. But they also have another stablecoin coming called XUSD, which is from the TokenSoft guys. And if you go to app.alexlab.co/token-list, again, description below if you want to make it easy for yourself. But you can hit this link or find Alex or Chente on Twitter, you'll find it. But they now have a token list of like what's coming, like TBD, with some time frames. And the big one that they're coming out with is Citycoins is coming to the platform. So it's not just going to be, you got to go to OKCoin if you want to liquidate. You know, StackSwap has had support for this for a while. And now we have one more player in the ecosystem that's going to allow you to swap in and out of the tokens that are on the platform, including Citycoins. So you can now see when they're going to come out. It's TBD in May sometime is what it says. But yeah, they're going to support NYC and Miami off the jump, which is super, super exciting. So love to see that. Next up, Project Indigo, which if you haven't seen, these are an NFT project where they have these things called Wastelanders is their characters, and it's an interactive game where if you hold the NFT, you get to plug into this story-based game, kind of like Knights of the Old Republic, old Star Wars game, where you like run around, then you don't run around in the game, but like it's, you're making decisions on text things. You have four decisions you can make or whatever, and you click one, it changes the story. So they released their fourth newsletter, and some of the things coming down the line from Project Indigo is they have something called Raid Mode coming, which is like an on-demand, you could use your characters and go fight monsters, and depending on their attributes that your person has, you have like a success or fail rate, depending what you're going against. And they're also giving more of the characters, their individual attributes, more ability in the game. So if you have, you know, a mask on, you're good at this, and if you have a spear, you're good at that. That's being built in, and you'll get experience over time that's connected to your character. So if you've played through every 3 weeks or so, there's a new chapter. And every chapter you successfully go through, you'll get experience for your guy. So it's kind of like leveling up your character over time, which makes you want to stay involved in the game. So pretty cool from Project Indigo. They're innovating pretty quickly. Shout out to Tim. I got to meet Tim at Bitcoin Unleashed. He's doing some of the backend stuff for them. But yeah, they're crushing it. All right. Whew, got to catch my breath. There's three more things. Console. So there's a big announcement at Bitcoin Unleashed from Chris. I can't pronounce his last name, but he's from Within Trust Machines. And I've seen his name pop up a bit because he's been trying to figure out how to build a proper multi-sig wallet on Stacks. And so he was kind of like in the Grants Discord or a GitHub asking different questions, trying to solve this problem. And I thought he was just building a multi-sig wallet, which is like, cool, that could tie into, you know, what StackerDAOs is doing, and this is all super interesting. You know, I don't fully grok these ideas yet about how multisig works. I get it at a technical level, but until I use it, that's how I learn. Anyways, he released something or announced something called Console, which is one of the pieces he was actually building from this multisig thing, but it's a much bigger play. And so right now, the way that we kind of like connect with the communities that we're in is you hold an NFT and then you might connect to friends.place or one of those things to verify you're a holder, and then you go into a Discord. And so there's this point of weakness where the wallet and the Discord are connected by a bot. And so that kind of like third party entity is an attack vector in some sense. And so Discord's heavily reliant on these bots. And we see there's a bunch of phishing scams and, you know, all this spam going on. They're trying to build a better way to engage your community in a verified way that kind of eliminates a lot of this. And so, as far as I could tell, they're building their own communication platform that's outside of all of the things we've been using. So, Discord we wouldn't use. You wouldn't go on Facebook or Slack or whatever. You would go to console, whatever it's called. I'm not sure if there's a website yet. And that's where you would do your chatting with your community. And I think there was something for you could submit proposals that can get voted on. You can put up bounties. And so you can actually handle not just communicating in a verified way. And so like if I have a Crash Punk, and they're going to be the first partner to test this out. So you'll see it in a few months. The Crash Punkers are going to be moving over to console. But if I hold a Crash Punk, you'll know when you're talking to me, it wouldn't just be my Discord name, Jake Blockchain. It'll be I'm a verifiable Crash Punk holder, and my .bns name is Jake Blockchain. So you have another layer. There's two layers right there of confirmation that is actually confirmed by the assets that are being spit out from the blockchain, that this console service could say, yep, that's 100% him. You can trust him. He's not just a lookalike. So this could eliminate so much of the problems happening currently in these communities. On top of the fact that now that you have that verification that can be more trusted, you can do a lot more with organizing, with putting up money to fund things, start to get more engaged DAO efforts. Super hyped on console. Chris gave a great talk and covered a good amount of this. They're still building, and I have a lot of questions, so I definitely want to have him on soon to deep dive. But yeah, just follow Console DAO on Twitter to get the latest, but that's one to watch out for sure. All right, last two things. Trust Machines had a couple big hires. Aubrey Strobel was hired as a comms advisor, and she was previously at Lolly, which is a shopping site where you, kind of like Honey is a browser extension. Lolly is one where you put it in your browser, and then say you go shop at booking.com, and you can get 4% cash back in Bitcoin by shopping at booking.com or whatever it is. And they have a bunch of partners that they work with. So she previously was working there. She is now on the Trust Machines team to help with communications. So that's huge. And then Rena Shah is now, I believe the title is head of operations, but she was previously at Binance.us and was helping. She was the head of exchange there at Binance. So she'll be helping Trust Machines grow their operations. Which is, everything's just moving so fast. I'm super excited. Console DAO, I believe, so Chris is at Trust Machines. So I believe Console DAO is one of the first things we're seeing come out of Trust Machines. It's only a couple months ago they announced their funding round, but they were already working behind the scenes for sure. And I think we're going to see a lot more coming out. And there was Zest. Let me not give Tycho his shout out. So we've already seen two things come out of Trust Machines, and they're just getting started. So I think we can see a lot of good stuff coming from them, which is dope. And then last, but obviously not least, and I got nothing like lined up in my head to talk about, but Bitcoin Unleashed was absolutely phenomenal. Like, first of all, shout out to Shannon and all the people who organized the event, because it was just phenomenal. It was at this place called the Fana Forum, which is like a block off the beach. It's a little north of the convention center where all the main Bitcoin stuff is going on. But yeah, beautiful event, this cool, like, wrapped white building. And you walk upstairs, and there's this, like, amphitheater style area where when you walk up, you're kind of level, and then the speakers kind of like drop down these like 5 or 6 steps, and you can all just kind of gather around them, listen to them talk. And that was the developer stage. And then upstairs, there was another main area, a more proper stage, which they were calling the ecosystem stage. And you can just kind of bounce back and forth all day long. So from like 10 to 4 o'clock, you know, at any given time, there was 2 things going on. So you're always like, okay, you know, talking about Clarity down there, they're talking about DeFi up here, they're talking about yields down here, whatever it is. So you're kind of bouncing around. And in between, you know, you're running into people that you've been talking with on Twitter for however long, and you're like, you look familiar. What's your name, man? Oh, good to meet you. What's your Twitter handle? Oh, my man, good to see you. So there was a lot of that where you're like, there's a pause. You think you know them, and then once you connect their Twitter handle, you're like, oh yeah, you're my guy. What's up, man? So it was just great to meet everybody. Like I said, I could hear my voice is gone. I never talked this much. And usually don't get a chance to in real life. Like, you're not doing Zoom calls all day, and no one in your real life knows about stacks. Most people aren't even into Bitcoin like that. So it's just cool to be able to, like, vibe with the community. Muneeb said something at their, like, in real life stacker chats thing with Gina, where he said that stacks has become a movement. And I don't know about y'all, but that definitely is how it feels, where it's like, There's just so many little things happening in the community for stacks, for sure. But even in Bitcoin, where like the more I'm hearing, I was listening to Pete Rizzo on the What Bitcoin Did podcast, and he's really pressing a lot of questions on, like, Bitcoiners have a lot of questions that are unanswered, and they just assume that Bitcoin's inevitable. But there's too many different nuances about how to handle, you know, transaction fees long term. And, you know, what is actually best for Bitcoin long term. There's so many different design decisions that people are experimenting with. And people are kind of being too ideologically rigid and purist. And so you're getting these bigger channels with kind of like ex-peer Bitcoiners in a sense. And they're coming around to, like, we have some more things to figure out. And Stacks is one of those things that, and you've heard it from me all the time, is like, it's just there's so many different design spaces. And because Bitcoin is permissionless, you know, all these things are going to be experimented with. And the ones that work the best are the ones that the free market is going to choose and go with. And I know that we all believe that Stacks is one that's primed to solve the most problems, ideally, in a way that's sustainable and scalable. You know, it's kind of like go slow, but you build it over time. But, yeah, just meeting everybody, seeing them face to face, and then hearing Muneeb say that Stacks is a movement thing, like, it just hit me. So yeah, amazing time. Great to meet everybody. I'm not gonna say any names for sure, because there's just so many I met, and I'm gonna remember like a tenth of the people I met, and I don't want to leave everyone else out. But it was great to meet everybody. If you didn't go this year for whatever reason, you know, you should for sure. Start saving right now. It is expensive. I'm not gonna, like, the ticket to the conference, not that bad, but flying in, getting a hotel, it's pricey, and you gotta Uber around everywhere and get food. Start saving now, because it's totally worth going to. So I better see your ass there next year, in 2023 Bitcoin Unleashed, when, you know, Stacks is even larger than it is now. Like, things are just getting started. But yeah, amazing event. Good to see everybody. So yeah, this is this episode of This Week in Stacks. I have episode tomorrow coming out with Longstreet. And yeah, love y'all. Peace.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin. I know that things don't always go your way. But I'll be right here waiting. I've been waiting now. I've been trying to figure out a way to make it out. Make it out, 'cause I don't think about.